good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 11th, 2015. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal. If you'll rise, please.
Lord God, King of heaven and earth, direct our minds and bodies throughout this day, so that we may say and do the things that we do. Give us what we pray. Ask this to our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Please join me. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I would like to say this. I want to ask that the every individual that's looking at this and present in the court today to say a special prayer for Wayne Morris' family. We just have come back from the funeral of Wayne Morris. It was still going on, so I want to make sure I put that on the forefront of the minds of the citizens here. He worked in the public health department for an awful long time. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Commissioner. All right, we've been getting our agenda a little bit out of order today. Under County Commissioners, item A is to consider and possibly approve a resolution honoring Jim Rich and recognize his being celebrated by the Quota Club here tomorrow night. And item D is via addendum to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Southeast Texas Black Nurses Association 35th Chapter Anniversary and Nurse Honors Day. Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Okay. I'll do the purchasing when I get back into the purchasing. Okay. I believe, Jim, if you and the Quota Club would like to come up here, Commissioner Arnold is going to read.
Well, this wonderful group behind me has sought fit to honor me as I end my career at the Greater Beaumont Chamber of Commerce. I'll let them speak about the club and the event, but just let me say to each of you, I've treasured our relationship over these years. I thought back today, probably the first person I met when I came to this area was Judge Carl Griffith. And I've certainly known Eddie Arnold for a long time, serving on the Chamber Board. And again, all of you, Judge Brannick, the airport. I looked at Alex. He's one of the best-looking airport managers we've ever had. There's been four of them. But it's been a great ride. I promise you I'll still stay active in some things. And again, I appreciate the support I've had from this group over the years. Thank you.
Let me go ahead and read the resolution, and we'll follow up with the rest of the comments. It is indeed a great honor and privilege for me to get this opportunity. As Jim indicated, we've known each other for a number of years. It's always been a great win-win relationship. He serves on the Navigation District Board and several other things, which I hope he will agree to continue to do so, representing Jefferson County. But be it reminded that the meeting today that we passed this resolution unanimously, whereas Jim Rich has served the citizens of Jefferson County for over 15 years with the Beaumont Chamber of Commerce, and whereas Jim Rich graduated, this is a long list of credentials here, I don't know if I can read them all or not, graduated from University of Pittsburgh in 1972 with a Bachelor of Arts degree in Political Science and History, from Kent State University in 1974 with a Master's of Arts degree in Sociology, and from the University of Southern California in 1987 with a Master's degree in Public Administration, and also completed additional professional development studies at Princeton University Economic Development Institute at the University of Oklahoma. Wow, that's quite a list there, Jim. He began his career with the Federal Bureau of Prisons, retiring after 25 years at his last assignment as first administrative warden of the Beaumont Federal Corrections Complex. Whereas Jim Rich, in his position with the Beaumont Federal Correctional Complex served on the Board of Directors of the Greater Beaumont Chamber of Commerce in 1998-1999, and then after retiring from the Beaumont Federal Correction Complex, joined the Beaumont Chamber staff as Vice President of Economic Development, and then became the President of the Chamber in April of 2001. And whereas Jim Rich is retiring from his second career with the Greater Beaumont Chamber of Commerce in June of this year, and is being honored at a gala banquet Tuesday, May the 12th, 2015, by Quota International of Southeast Texas as their Person of the Year for 2014. And whereas Jim Rich has made a significant contribution to the economic development and quality of life of the citizens of Jefferson County, and has worked tirelessly in his past 15 years to develop a regional concept for the various communities that make up Southeast Texas, and is recognized by the citizens of Jefferson County for his endeavors to impact the economic development and quality of life for the whole area known as Southeast Texas, and thus will be missed, but hopefully not too long, by his friends and colleagues. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County, Texas, does hereby honor and commend Jim Rich for his dedicated service to the Greater Beaumont Chamber of Commerce, congratulate him on his retirement, and wish him well in all future endeavors. Signed this day, 2015, by Judge Jeff Brannick and all four commissioners. Normally, only do standing ovations for, you know, our retiring employees, Jim. But we kind of think that you're kind of helped along the way. So anyway, we really appreciate all you've done. We certainly appreciate Quota International for recognizing and honoring you here today and at the banquet, and wish you the very best in your third career, whatever that might be. But I know Kathy's got some things lined up for you as well. Thank you.
If y'all would allow me to just say a few things about our club just a little bit, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I do appreciate you letting us come in today and hear this wonderful proclamation for Jim. We're so excited to have him as our Person of the Year. Our club began in 1946 as Quota Club of Port Arthur, Quota International of Port Arthur. We're a member of an international service organization, and we're in 12 countries around the world. We too changed our name to Quota Club of Southeast Texas in order to encompass more of the area. And that was one thing that piqued our interest with Jim. He has done so much with the chambers in our area. And we have honored a Person of the Year for almost every year since we became our club in 1946. And we picked this person for their service and their love of their community. And at first it was just women, because we only had women in our club. But we now have gentlemen in our club also, and we've found gentlemen that we wanted to honor along the way. And Jim's the most recent one. And we're so happy to do this. We'll be having a silent auction at our event tomorrow. And the money raised for that, Jim has asked to go to the Center for Innovation, Communication, and entrepreneurship at Lamar that they're beginning there. And we're very happy to send that money to them in his honor. And our club helps the hearing and speech impaired, disadvantaged women and children. We give out scholarships to college for people that need help. And we also do work with the troops in our area. And we are glad to do that. This is our biggest fundraiser to raise funds that allow us to help in these areas in our community. And we hope this will be another big success. Jim's really brought in a lot of people to come, and we're looking forward to tomorrow night. So thank you very much, and thank you to Jim for being here.
Well, I can't think of anyone better for you to honor than Jim. He's been a tireless advocate of economic development and job creation in our area for all these years. He and I have worked hand in hand along with the other members of the Commissioner's Court on issues like windstorm, He served at the Navigation District and been a pivotal player in getting the Werder bill passed with the authorization for our deepening of our ship channel. And so there are going to be a lot of people in the coming years that are going to have Jim Ridge to thank for high-paying jobs that we have in this area. And of course, we're particularly appreciative up here because, you know, when you build a new industrial complex, that brings in tax revenues. And so we're thankful for that part too. Maybe sometimes not for a few years, but we're glad to have them. We're glad to have the pivotal role that we have in providing for the energy needs of the nation. And we thank Jim for all his work. And I applaud you for celebrating his work.
Thank you.
Jim, just say a few words, you know, echoing some of the comments I heard up here in court, my personal experiences where you, two words come to mind, professionalism and leadership. Those are the two words that come to mind whenever I hear the name Jim Ridge. And I've had the unique pleasure of working with you very closely on some airport issues and getting our airlines established. And in those meetings, I really look to you and learn from you. And you're just very much appreciated by me and the rest of the court and all of this community for the leadership that you've provided and your service. And whatever you choose to do in the future, whether it's public or private service, you will do well.
Well, he's going to stay on with the Southeast Texas Economic Development. He's still going to head that up, and we've got him bound to a contract for that.
Stop by and shake hands?
You bet. Yeah.
Congratulations.
Ms. Butte, if you'd like to come forward, Commissioner Alfred has a proclamation he'd like to share.
Ms. Butte and the Black Nurses Association of Southeast Texas. Since the Southeast Texas Black Nurses Association, 35th chapter anniversary and Nursing Honor Day. Says whereas in 1980, Doris Price, the director of Lamar University Associate Degree of Nursing Program, sought license registration and vocational nursing from the Sabine Area Black Nurses Association, known as the SAMBI, okay, in Beaumont, Texas, and joining the university program. It says, whereas SAMBI promoted nursing as a career choice in area schools, colleges, and advanced nursing education, and whereas SAMBI appreciate Commissioner Everett Bo Alford, Commissioner Michael St. Senegar, and for their planning partnership of the annual Take Yourself and a Loved One to the Doctor Days Health Fair to provide thousands of Jefferson County residents with health screening services, reference and volunteer physician, nurse practitioners, nurses, and nursing students three times a year. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Commissioner's Court of Jefferson County does hereby proclaim May the 12th, 2015, Southeast Texas Black Nurses Association 35th Chapter Anniversary Nursing Honor Day in Jefferson County, Texas, and will call upon the people of Jefferson County to observe this week as appropriated for all those professionals who ensure our well-being. Signed this day by the Commissioner's Court. And if you don't mind, Ms. Butte and the nurses here, would you just tell us a little bit more about what your organization do, because it's much more in-depth than that.
Well, thank you so much for the proclamation. And as with all of us, the recent passing of Reverend Morris has affected us all. We've worked closely with him, not only as a friend, but as a part of the medical community. And our Southeast Texas Black Nurses Association, our main focus is to develop a forum for the nurses as well as look into our community at the health needs. We've done that, we've partnered with, and we help provide, plan, and seek additional services or whatever's needed for the people within our community. as a charter chapter of the National Black Nurses Association, we do focus on people of color, but there is no bound as to what we do and for who we do it for. We have recently, and some of our nurses don't know, which I was gonna say tomorrow night at our event, which is part of our 35th chapter anniversary, and we will be honoring some nurses within the community as well as recognizing the county nursing staff as well. And Texas Representative Joe Desitel has just developed a partnership with HEB when this August we're gonna be doing a special program with him for teachers and making sure that our teachers that are providing the education for our young people have the health care all and the screenings. We're gonna do a special screening with them. So I'll be looking at the commissioners to help us also with that event that's gonna be coming forth. We go out in the community, we do lectures, we do speaking engagements, we help develop health ministries in churches. We do whatever we can do. We look to the people and ask what we can help them with. And we have people coming to our meetings and seeing what we can do to assist them in strengthening their organization by making sure that the health information goes forth. We bring that information, we help with health fairs and anything that we can do.
We appreciate everything you do for the community. Yes. And in the community.
Thank you so much, and we appreciate so much with the Jefferson County Court as well as Commissioner Shane Senegal and Bo Alfred and all that they've done to help expand that program of Take a Loved One to the Doctor Day.
Right, and Ms. Boutte and the nurses, you've been there from day one when I did, as a matter of fact, helped me organize the health fair in Beaumont, you know, emulating what Commissioner Alpha did here in Beaumont, and helping me organize one in Port Arthur, emulating what Commissioner Alpha did here in Beaumont for 12, 14 years. And I want to thank you personally because, you know, we go way back when your family, so I knew you personally, and then I see the young lady behind you, Adrena, as well as Mitch, Simeon, our classmate. So I want to say thank you to all the nurses and what you do because the health fair is only focus on saving lives or at least preventive illnesses. And I mean, you know, some of the things that you provided me in knowledge on how to do that and you and the nurses. And every year I don't have to guess, you're always there. So I wanna thank y'all. And everybody except Drina, she hadn't been there 1 year, I don't believe. But I wanna thank y'all. I'm just picking Drina. I wanna thank y'all and hope that, you know, we continue that service. Thank you.
Yes,
and Judge, I want to add this one here. You know, Ms. Spivey is there. Two Saturdays ago, I had an opportunity to attend the health fair at West Tabernacle. Mm-hmm. And there were some ladies. It was three different groups. One had turquoise shirts. The other ones had white shirts and I think black slacks. They were 90 plus years old and dancing the whole time of that health fair. And I tell you, that was a treat for me when I got there. It was unbelievable to see those ladies there participate like they did. They brought the house down.
That's good. Not only is it our event that we're having, but for everybody too, it's National Nurses Week every May 6th through the 12th. So honor all the nurses that you see. Great. Because we can do things to help you out if you don't.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Very
thank
much.
Thank you thank so you much. You, we sir. Appreciate it.
We'll move to item under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for a term contract for trash and biomedical waste container service for Jefferson County. Item B is to reject all proposals for operations assessment for Ford Park Event Center. Item C is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract amendment master plan for historical restoration of the Jefferson County Courthouse. This amendment will assign the continuation of projects under the RFQ to Shepley, Bullfinch, Richardson, and Abbott, Inc., as this firm has entered into an asset purchase agreement with Bailey Architects, our professional architects on the project. Item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District with Clark Mosquito Control Products, Inc. for a third additional one-year renewal from June 1st, 2015 to May 31st, 2016. And via addendum, item E is to consider and approve, award, execute, receive, and file a contract for energy performance contracting services for Ford Park with Schneider Electric Buildings America, Inc. in the amount of $49,960.50, and that's an amendment of the amount on that agenda item. $49,960.50. Okay, do I have a motion on those items under purchasing?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Get me some explanation. I guess on this C, how does that affect us? Because I didn't understand that on this contract with Bailey. Either you, Commissioner Arnold, or are you?
The fee, with Bailey?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not going to affect the fee at all. It's just that Bailey Architects, who we'd entered into the RFQ with, was purchased by a much larger architectural firm, this Bullfinch Group. And so it's just to reflect
just
in the
reflect
contract
the
that their name changed.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 for equipment repairs. Item B is to consider and approve a budget amendment for health and welfare for additional cost for the purchase of 2 expeditions instead of 2 vans in the amount of $4,761 each. Item C is regular county bills, check numbers 407087 through 407362. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under county commissioners, we've done item A and D. And item B is to receive and file an executed tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County, Texas and Total Petrochemicals and Refining USA and Total Par LLC. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and authorize county judge to enter in discussions with the city of Beaumont concerning acquisition of Main Street from the KCS Railroad south to Franklin Street. Do we have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion?
Yes, item C. Can someone explain item C?
Behind the courthouse now is Main Street, and one of the discussions that's been going on is the possibility of that street being abandoned and closed, and so that we can utilize it for parking as opposed to it being a public thoroughfare.
Judge, on that, right now, if we leave it as it is, and the street is damaged, is repaired by the city, right?
It has been.
Correct. If it's not, that means we would be repairing it, correct?
Correct. Yeah, but I would assume we'd be using it as a parking lot. I mean, it's still, if the discussions are fruitful, we're still going to have to approve the
okay.
acceptance of it. From
I just want to
get about 800 feet more into your inventory.
All right.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Treasurer, 2 items. Item A is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for Jefferson County Bank Depository Contract with Wells Fargo Bank NA. Item B is consider and approve, execute, receive, and file a contract for the Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust Funds Depository Contract with Wells Fargo Bank NA. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And that completes our regular agenda. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? Not, I would note, since this is a follow-up to our discussion, that we have received from the Jefferson County Appraisal District our preliminary tax roll. If that preliminary number holds going into the summer after the appraisal review board meets, it will mean a reduction of $6.8 million in revenues year over year because of the loss of oil inventories and or the depreciation in the value of oil inventories. So that's what we're looking at now as we move forward.
Judge, like I said, this one up here, but if we are looking at that and we are and have been very proactive with business, I think we have to reconsider how we look at our abatements now. We may need to be getting something on the front end.
Understood. And a good point. All righty. Anything further? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.